Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Saturday.
Yeah, sure.
Did sister call you back yet, or is she still stiffing you?
Yeah, they don't respond.
So this will be the second time he's come to the neighborhood, and Kev, who knows everybody in the country music world, is getting the Heisman.
Yeah, I'm getting the Heisman.
You're getting the Heisman right in the face. Wow.
Apparently he doesn't have to do any.
You know, I was talking to Todd. You may know this too, as a guy that promotes a lot of country acts. I was talking to Cody Cashman at the Red River Valley Fair. It was just a fantastic lineup of acts from Tim McGraw on down, country, rock, the whole deal. King and country, man, they got a great lineup. 10 Best Days of Summer cranking up later this week. And he said the meet and greets they don't do anymore, and they still use COVID as the reason not. Now, I get it. With an act, you'd have to be like if Tim McGraw is shaking hands with somebody and gets COVID and has to cancel a show, that's an ouch.
Big time.
So I get where they have to be careful, but he was sort of the opinion they're really milking this now.
Some are, fewer than most are back doing them, but yeah, they'd rather not.
I think it's more a case of if they can get by without doing the meet and greet, great, and less about, I might get sick, don't you?
Yeah, I don't know. I think the sick part probably comes into it, too, because, your drummer goes out, what do you do, or whoever.
Because country acts, by and large, they like people, right? I mean, there are not many divas in the country world.
I would say they're the ones that are probably doing more of it.
Who's the biggest jerk in country music?
That I've met?
Yeah. Total pompous.
Jason Aldean.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he was not nice.
Todd, how about you? Any total jerks in the country world that didn't cut it for you there, fella?
In country, it's always easier to say who's nice, because they're all nice.
They are, aren't they?
Yeah, they all really are.
I remember I met Lee Greenwood just eons ago at the Chester Fritz Auditorium, and I think I introduced him or something.
Mm-hmm.
I was working for Kick FM up in Grand Forks and Crookston, and he was so darn nice, it was unbelievable. And Lee Green was kind of a big deal then.
Yeah.
I mean, he still's a big deal because of his now anthem for Donald Trump, he's been to the Red Hawks games to do the fireworks anthem, and just he's awesome. But I always thought that was pretty cool. But I've not met a lot of them. Johnny Cash was very nice. I was on the bus with Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash.
On.
I'll never forget it as long as I live.
I've heard Kenny Chesney's a bit of a diva.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's too bad because I like Kenny Chesney.
Yeah, I do too.
Anyway, I don't think Todd can hear us because he's not answering my questions this morning. So, and I'm watching him online, and he looks rather busy. Doesn't he?
He does look busy.
Yeah, he's got his head down, and he's just going to town there. So, Todd, I see you, but I can't hear you. I see you, but I can't hear you. Yeah, so maybe he'll get that message. He just held up his hand 5. Yeah, he can't hear us. All right, so Daniel... Dan, the man who answers your calls when you call us here on What's On Your Mind, is going to try and track that down. And speaking of call us, it's What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd Mitchell is here. Just can't hear us right now. Kevin Flynn as well. Our super producer, Chris Larson. Busy show today. But bottom of the hour, Jason Lewis, the author of Party Animal, The Truth About President Trump, Power Politics, and the Partisan Press. Also, we're going to dig into the latest on Summit Carbon Solutions. Back in April, you remember they announced an alliance with Minn Kota Power Cooperative, which is a North Dakota-based electric generation transmission co-op. And the Summit is an Iowa-based firm focused on the decarbonization of the agriculture and biofuels industry. They are in an agreement developing carbon dioxide storage facilities near Center, North Dakota. We're going to talk to the executive VP of Summit Carbon Solutions today on the program in our 10 o'clock hour. Your questions welcome, but an update on that project. Also, Eugene Grainer will be here to talk about oil below 100, back above 100. You know, what's going on with the price of oil? And I saw you had a tweet this morning said, this is classic Eugene Grainer. Todd, you'll like this. You ready for this?
Yeah.
He says, I'm curious that if the blood in the streets we need to see for a low is here, or if they will need to see the guts, too.
Wow.
Talking about corn and soybeans and wheat and, you know, little dim for him. He's usually more of an optimist than that. But, he's...
I get it, though.
I know. It is pretty amazing. And let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon.
Oh.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I wanted to talk about a couple of things today. I'm not big on the show of, you know, rubbing your face in polls or saying, you know, this is what's going on. But the number still just blows me away that 78% of Democrats think America's on the wrong track. That's phenomenal. I heard a new one now by the Monmouth University. More than half of Americans, 57%, say the actions of the federal government over the past 6 months have hurt their family.
There's people that are making six figures that are they're ending up being homeless now. We talked about it this morning on the local show.
Nearly 60% say the government has hurt my family economically, and only 8% says Washington has their back.
Well, these aren't real people. These aren't serious humans. They're all actors, and they're all clueless.
Who, the 8%, you mean?
No.
What's going on in Washington?
What's going on in D.C.? Yeah. It's all just fake people.
Exactly.
With no real solutions to anything.
And, of course, Democrats now think, well, Republicans are cheering the Supreme Court on Roe versus Wade. Therefore, we are going to win in November.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow people get up every day and say, gosh, I need the right to an abortion. And it ought to be federal and it ought to be everywhere. You got to be kidding me. The states get to decide now? I have to go from North Dakota to Minnesota? People are not saying that. Real people in real homes going to real jobs don't think like that. And I have a poll number to prove it. Are you ready? Here's the number. 33% of Americans now say inflation is what affects them most. Only 5% said abortion. 5% of Americans are getting up saying, no, what did you do to me, Clarence Thomas?
Yeah,
it's
right?
It's 5% of Americans.
If that.
Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So they're spiking the football thinking somehow this helps them politically. They're sadly mistaken.
You ready for 13 seconds of word salad on the gas prices?
Who's this from?
Corinne Jean-Pierre.
What?
The White House press secretary.
Ooh.
Listen to how enthusiastic.
We want to get that capacity up. We want to make sure that refineries are increasing their capacity so that we can get gasoline out there. We can get diesel out there so that the cost for the American people come on down.
Yeah.
How do you propose to do that?
We want to do all that. Yeah, we want to.
What's her name again?
Corinne Jean-Pierre. Yeah.
Corinne, KJ, can I call her?
Why not?
I need to.
KJP.
I had trouble with Saki Shaki Waki. This woman, with all due respect, is a dingbat.
It's unreal.
Unbelievable. All she can do is flip pages in that binder. Yeah. And she does, like you say, this little happy talk thing. Like, oh, we just got to get the diesel out there. We got to get the refineries going, and everything will be great.
How exactly? What's your plan specifically?
Well, I got an idea. How about you lower some of the regulations that has led to less refineries?
We want to get that capacity up.
We do. We really do.
Oh, yes. Get the pom-poms
out. Really.
We're going to do this.
We really want it.
Gosh.
I just can't even get over
it. It's good lip service. But
unbelievable.
Actually take the action to do it. Don't just sit there and say at the podium you're going to do it.
That's all it is.
But it's happy
talk. That's all it is.
And you know what? That's why I'm saying people are getting that. They're saying 57% of you are saying, you know what? The federal government, over the last 6 months, have hurt my family economically. Wow. And while they're desperately trying to make abortion a thing, it's not working. By the way, Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council And Julie Fedorchuk, who is a member of the Public Service Commission, are both testifying before the Senate Energy Committee this week. Oil executives are up there right now getting the living tar beat out of them. And thankfully, they're fighting back. Because this is one thing that really irritates me, is by and large, the oil and gas industry, I'm talking the big of the big, right? Big oil, what's fairly called big oil, which is not much of what happens in North Dakota. But big oil, they turtle. They turtle. They don't want to fight. Somebody in the PR shop says, "Oh no, no, don't get us bad, don't." But they're finally saying, "You know, enough already. You're blaming us for all this. Give me a break." One of the reasons we appreciate the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation that helps tell you the value of oil and gas development in our state, as in talk about economies, $40 billion impact. Really, what it does is it touches every corner of North Dakota. It's true. That's what oil and gas does. Roads, bridges, schools. Find out more about all that at ndpetroleum.org. ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the policy of the possibilities. School up on this and you can talk to your neighbors about it. More after this.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
The Red River Valley Fair is back and better than ever, Friday, July 8th through Sunday, July 17th. The 10 best days of summer are getting closer, which means it's time to purchase your Mega Pass. Purchase before July 7th to enjoy unlimited gate admission and unlimited rides at the Red River Valley Fair. That's right, unlimited admission and rides with a Mega Pass. Get your Mega Pass today and get the most out of your Red River Valley Fair experience. For more information, go to RedRiverValleyFair.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
The team at North Star Ag knows that no two farm operations are the same. They take pride in learning what makes yours unique and through years of experience bring the know-how and understanding that your farm deserves. North Star Ag is North Dakota's largest and most trusted full-service short-line machinery dealer with parts, service, and a huge inventory. From planting to growing to harvest, they help farmers and growers all over North Dakota, and they want to do the same for you. Learn more online at NorthStarAg.com. North Star Ag, committed to quality, committed to you.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, your calls, questions, and comments. Welcome. Busy show today. Jason Lewis, bottom of the hour, as I mentioned, The Party Animal, is his new book, The Truth About President Trump, Power Politics and the Partisan Press, Summit Carbon Solutions, and Eugene Grainer. Heartland Invest Services all coming up on the show today. So only 5% of Americans say abortion is an issue that affects them. 33%, one-third of Americans saying inflation. So, and by the way, that's probably the high watermark for abortion because the Roe versus Wade decision has been played out over the last month or so and has been like DEFCON 5 in the fake news media. So the game now, ladies and gentlemen, is to try and scare you and try and throw every scenario at you. The left loves this. Well, what about this? What about that? Well, what happens if this happens? And
right?
It's all these just bizarre scenarios to try and act like we're just a bunch of knuckle-dragging whack jobs for believing a baby's life should be protected. So Kristi Noem gets thrown the mother of all gotcha questions. This I think it was on CNN, one of their shows.
State of the Union.
I have a clip that I want to play for you. Go ahead and roll that.
The Indianapolis Star is reporting that a 10-year-old girl in Ohio who was 6 weeks and 3 days pregnant now has to travel across state lines to Indiana to receive an abortion. So I just, because this is a trigger law that was passed before you became governor, I wanted you to be clear. Will the state of South Dakota going forward force a 10-year-old in that very same situation to have a baby?
Here's what I think is incredible, Dana, in this tragic story, because I heard about this last night. What's incredible is that nobody's talking about the pervert, horrible, right, and deranged individual that raped a 10-year-old. And what are we doing about that?
I agree
with
you.
What are we doing about those individuals?
That is an important discussion to have.
That's an issue that the Supreme Court is waiting
for.
What we can do for that little girl. I think we also need to be addressing those sick individuals that do this to our children.
I couldn't agree more. So our bodies are our bodies, and women are the ones who get pregnant. And in this case, it wasn't a woman. It was a girl.
Every single life is precious. This tragedy is horrific. I can't even imagine. I've never had anybody in my family or myself gone through anything like this. I can't even imagine. But in South Dakota, the law today is that the abortions are illegal except to save the life of the mother.
And you would be okay with that, a 10-year-old girl having to have a baby?
No, I'm never okay with that. In fact, that story will keep me up at night. It absolutely will.
So will you try to change the law to have an exception of a situation like that?
Got a one-year-old little granddaughter named Miss Addie. I can't even imagine. What I would say is I don't believe a tragic situation should be perpetuated by another tragedy. And so there's more that we've got to do to make sure that we really are living a life that says every life is precious, especially innocent lives that have been shattered like that 10-year-old girl.
Yeah, and it's incredibly complicated, and I get it. But I guess my question is, given how heartbroken you seem to be about the situation, maybe the question is this, because what I keep thinking about is, how is a 10-year-old girl physically...
No.
Probably can't even carry a baby without being, never mind emotionally and mentally sort of tormented, but physically hurt. Would you consider that the life of a mother at risk?
And I think that's something that, that situation, the doctor, the family, the individuals closest to that will make the decisions there for that family. That's what's interesting about the time we live in right now, is every state we'll have different laws on the books. The decisions will be made by the legislators that are closest to the people. That's appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way our Constitution intended. And I think that South Dakota's laws may look very different than California's, may look very different than New York's, where that governor has said she wants to become a destination known for providing abortions.
No,
in South Dakota.
Let's unpack this a little bit. First of all, Dana Bash didn't want to hear anything other than, you need to change the law in South Dakota because of a 10-year-old in Indiana. All right? Which, didn't you think she was super rude? Because I agree with Governor Kristi Noem, who is, by the way, unbelievable as a leader. What she just did there was destroyed the fake news media in 10 seconds. And said, first of all, why are we talking about the pervert that raped a 10-year-old girl?
And secondly, no doctor is going to let a 10-year-old girl carry a baby to term.
I wouldn't.
That's just not going to happen.
It's not
good for the mother. That threatens her.
No. There's a whole host of questions there.
Right. But that should have been asked.
Ask yourself the last time you heard about a 10-year-old girl being raped and is pregnant. When is the last time you heard about it? Never! Never in my entire life have I heard about this. And old Dana Bash wants to use this to say, see, you should be able to kill every baby. Now, this was in the beginning of this conversation, but you know what this girl is being forced to do? This girl lives in Indiana. Indiana, like North Dakota, says, we have a trigger law. Abortion is now illegal. If you live in North Dakota and you still want an abortion, where do you go, guys? To Moorhead. You go 3 miles across the border. This girl, if you heard Dana say, you know, she would be forced to go from Indiana to Illinois. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me right now? So if mom and dad decide abortion is the route for this 10-year-old girl, I mean, heaven help us all because of the emotional distress and the rape and everything else. But we're talking about literally having to go from Indiana to Illinois. That's the onerous burden that this whole exchange of 3 minutes was about.
I would say that she, you know, this young 10-year-old wouldn't even have to go anywhere. I mean, she's 10 years old. The doctor's going to look at that and say, she can't.
I don't know if the doctor
is
or not.
They would probably do that right in Indiana.
I would guess. I don't know. But my point is,
10 years
if
old.
They decide on an abortion,
right.
It isn't like they can't get one in the United States of America.
Truly.
Yeah, I was going to say.
This is what is driving me bananas about this whole debate. There will be more than half the states that will still allow some level of abortion. If you're in North Dakota and you must have that abortion and you want it and my body, my choice, and I'm going to have that baby. You go from Fargo to Moorhead. Oh, my goodness.
There you go.
And I realize with Joe Biden's gas prices, that's a lot of money. But, I mean, what?
What if I'm in Dickinson?
What? I mean, come on.
I don't know. What's Montana doing? I guess I don't know that answer. But you fly to California.
But is Kristi Noem not fantastic, guys?
Oh, yeah.
Is she not amazing? That was about as tough a question as you're going to get, and the media loves it. Well, if you had a 10-year-old, and she was raped, and she lived in your state, she'd have to go to Minnesota. Oh, my goodness. Are you guys a bunch of knuckle-dragging whack jobs there in South Dakota? And she artfully maneuvered through the whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, phenomenal. I'm sure that they thought they'd bully her into submission, and it didn't work. It did not work.
Oh, no. Drop the mic, Kristi Noem. Drop the mic and walk away. Dana Bash is like reduced to a pile of fake news rubble. Unbelievable. Fantastic answer. Texas says, why are flags at half staff? Did I miss something? Are they now? I had not heard.
Yes. Press release came out yesterday, the Highland Park shooting victims. Although you can make the case, too, for the girl that was killed in advance of the parade in Mandan on the 4th. So, got a couple of very good reasons why they'd be at half-staff, but officially it's the Highland Park shooting victims.
Those both are tragic situations.
Yep.
That have us all, you know, taking, I mean, the little girl or the little girl in Mandan before the parade, awful. My question is that a reason to lower the flags to half-staff?
Generous Jerry, keep booming, 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 people line up for miles. Generous, generous Jerry, keep blazing, 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 they all come to shop through his aisle. Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be a-gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary, come and get your fireworks today.
Generous Jerry's Fireworks, open again this year in South Bismarck, 1 mile south of Cottonwood Softball Complex on 12th, Valley City, Jamestown, Devil's Lake. 2 locations in Fargo and 2 in Grand Forks. Coupons are at the door. Military, get an extra 10% off. Go to GenerousJerry's.com.
Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be a-gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Slowing demand and recession fears helped bring the price of oil to below $100 a barrel Tuesday, a turnaround from soaring prices in recent months. Vice President Kamala Harris visited Highland Park Tuesday to push for a federal ban on assault weapons. The Biden administration on Tuesday sued Arizona, saying the state violates federal law by requiring proof of citizenship to vote for president. The Justice Department said Arizona's newly enacted requirement would keep eligible voters from participating in certain federal elections without providing any proof or case studies. The Georgia prosecutor, examining President Trump's efforts to overturn the state's 2020 election, is seeking to compel Rudy Giuliani and Senator Lindsey Graham to testify before the special grand jury next week. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Clutch is North Dakota's home for Chevy. And we have a pick-em-up truck today at the Pucklage Valley City location. There's one in Bismarck, one in Valley City. It's a single owner. They specialize in these local single owner vehicles at the Pucklage locations. So if you're looking for used, single owner is just like buying new. This one is like new. 2020 Ram 1500 Laramie package on it. 30,000 miles and some change there. Black with black interior, loaded up with features like blind spot monitor, the tow package, the heated seats, the parking sensors and assist, and lots more. It's one of those you just need to see in person to realize how darn sharp this is. It was $52,500. You'll save over $1,000 if you tell them, hey, I heard about it on the flag. Pucklage, Chevy, Buick, GMC, right there in Valley City, Pucklage, Chevrolet, and Bismarck. You tell them you heard about it right here. Scott sent me. I'm going to take care of you. Pucklage, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Jason Lewis, radio talk show host extraordinaire, friend of the program, and now author of a book called Party Animal, The Truth About President Trump, Power Politics, and the Partisan Press, joins us on What's On Your Mind to talk about those topics and more. Welcome back, Jason. How are you?
I'm happy to talk about those topics, but first I want to get my Chevy, and then I'm going to drive it to Medora, and I'm going to do that golf weekend you promised.
We got to do it, the Bully Pulpit. See, the nice thing about taking you to Bully Pulpit, you're such a wicked good golfer, you actually enjoy it. For me, I'm happy driving the cart and distributing the refreshments.
Bring a lot of golf balls. Last time we did that was out in Williston.
I know.
Played a fun little golf course out there.
Yes.
Yeah, we got to put something together.
Incredible.
That's just a great golf course.
Well, we should do a book signing out there.
Let's do that. We got to put it on the calendar. Be serious about it. Don't throw anything at me, but I've not been to Medora yet this year, which is just unforgivable for me because I'm kind of a twice-a-year kind of guy for Medora. It is pretty amazing. And soon, you know, it'll have the Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library, the 14th Presidential Library in the world. Will be right there in Medora, North Dakota. So.
Wait a minute. That's the official library.
It will be. It'll be the official library.
That'll be. Well, where is it now?
There is not one, believe
You're
it or not.
Kidding.
No, it's very
Herbert
bizarre.
Hoover has a presidential library in Iowa, and Teddy Roosevelt does not have one.
I know. It's bizarre.
What's wrong with this picture?
I don't know.
Great
I think
question.
It was.
What's next? Joe Biden president?
I think it was a case of, you know, he credited North Dakota for you know what rehabilitated him after losing his wife and child, and said that but for North Dakota he would not have been president because it helped him just you know again get back on the horse so to speak. And so you know New York was home, and I don't know New York not a big deal. They
that's
got
what I would have thought.
FDR and everything
he
else
lived on the hill in New York.
Yeah. So that's going to be a while, but it's under development. You have to come out and find out all about it. But
well, if it's
go.
Good enough for Teddy, it's good enough for me. So let's set it up for this fall.
Yeah, good idea. And we're going to do the book signing. So
that'd be good.
Yeah, good idea.
Well, yeah, the book. I mean, thanks for having me on, Scott. Always a pleasure to be back and talking to the great folks in the Valley and all across Minnesota and the Dakotas. Look, I'll tell you the reason I wrote Party Animal. And after the 2020 election, I realized I had to do it. I mean, it was not long after that. In fact, I toyed with it during the campaigns and while I was in Congress. But what I saw there was so disturbing. My thought process was, I don't want people to forget. Don't forget what actually happened during the Trump era, what happened during the riots, what happened during the last 6 or 7 years of the most tumultuous politics since the 1960s. Because I will tell you, if the press has their way, not only will they not report it, but they'll make certain you forget. I mean, we have a situation in Minneapolis that caused $500 million in damages, 1,500 buildings burned or damaged. Across the country, 25 people dead, 750 cops assaulted, $2 billion in damage. And what are we doing? We're investigating January 6th. Well, you know, the people in
let's unpack that, though. Let's unpack that. In my mind, they know there's no there. They have to make something out of that. And they have a willing ally in Liz Cheney,
right,
who has a vitriolic hate for Donald Trump. They need to clear the field of Donald Trump.
And a love for endless wars.
Right. Abroad. Well, yeah. I mean, and I call Liz Cheney a friend. I mean, she was back when her dad was vice president, and I got to know her, and I considered. But she has been consumed by her hatred for Donald Trump, and it's bizarre. It's ugly. It's weird. It's just crazy. And she's right now Nancy Pelosi's tool. But in my mind, if they don't do what they're doing on January 6th, they have no chance of preventing Trump from being a candidate in 2024. And the Democrats want that worse than anything, and so does Liz Cheney want that worse than anything. So
ironic, though, and I saw this up close and personal, and I put it in the book in a chapter called From Russia with Love, that the very people claiming, again, Democrat projection, claiming that, oh, gosh, the trespassers on January 6th, who were out of bounds, let's make no mistake, but they were trying to overthrow an election, when, in fact, what I saw in Washington was a duly elected president having the bowels of the bureaucracy, the swamp, trying to undo his election. They were the ones that started this. They were the ones that actually tried to do it. And yet, to your point, Scott, no one knows about it because that's not the Democrat media complex narrative. So I thought, how are they going to find out? How are they going to remember? And that's why I wrote Party Animal. That's one of the things that's in there.
I'm glad you did. And I also think exposing this makes a lot of sense for the 9% that are strongly following this or closely following this, very closely, I think is the term, 9%. 9%! They're losing this battle politically, aren't they, Jason?
Well, I think so, just like the abortion case. We've had the science of the sonogram over the last 30, 40 years, and people have had a sea change on abortion. They don't think it's a good idea. They don't agree with my Senate opponent, Tina Smith, that the more abortion, the better. She gets her funds from Planned Parenthood, though. What else is she going to say? The bottom line here is there is one narrative being proffered by the institutions in America that have been corrupted, from the medical establishment to corporate America to, obviously, the bureaucracy and the swamp to the media. And then there's the rest of America that sees their country slipping away looking for validation. And they're going to find it in this book.
I know. And you know what? They're thirsty for it right now. They are thirsty for it.
Yeah, I think so.
Monmouth poll from Monmouth University, new numbers I was just talking about earlier this morning on the show. More than half of Americans, 57%, nearly 60%, say the actions of the federal government over the past 6 months have hurt their family economically. 8% say Washington has helped them, has their back. I mean, that's the group you're talking about right there, Jason. Real America. So they get it.
And you are quite right. Yeah. And it all emanates from COVID. Again, in the book, and I am here to plug the book, in the book, I've got a chapter on COVID called State of Fear, named after that great Michael Crichton novel. But the follow-up chapter, to your point, Scott, is the cure was worse than the disease. What we did economically to, quote-unquote, solve the problem of COVID, which you could only solve by undoing the lockdowns, not simply buying your way out of it by printing money, put us on this road to $5 a gallon gasoline, put us on this road to massive inflation, put us on this road to paying people not to work, then wondering why we've got a supply chain crisis. This whole COVID phenomenon that, A, corrupted the medical establishment to the point where now getting a second opinion is evidence of a conspiracy. You know, we used to joke about doctors, Scott, to say, no wonder they call it practicing. Now, if you say that, you're not trusting the public health authorities. But that process not only hijacked election law, but it put this country into an economically untenable position.
Speaking of hijacking election law, when Donald Trump says the election was stolen, I think he can be factually proven to be correct just based on constitutions in states being ignored.
That's right.
Right?
And that's the point I make in the book and the point I make on the air, the point you make. You don't have to say, I won, and I've never said that in the Minnesota 20th. What you have to say is, if you don't think there's voter fraud in America, then you think Joe Biden is cogent. I mean, are you kidding me? It goes back to Kennedy Nixon. It goes to Coleman Franken. We've seen it in Chicago and Philadelphia, all across the country, and we saw it in Minnesota 10 years ago today. And this is how facile or feeble the argument that, well, Lewis and Hennen, they're election deniers, is. 10 years ago, long before Donald Trump ever set foot on an escalator, we were debating what in Minnesota? It was on the ballot. Voter ID. This has been a concern for Minnesotans for years, decades. So it didn't just come up in 2020. What you saw in 2020 was the hijacking of an election day turned into 47 days of mail-in ballots. That's what you saw. So should you have to prove who you are to vote? It's as simple as that. I say A, the Democrats say nay.
Yeah, and it was okay for Hillary to call the election stolen in 2016. Her words. The election
Hillary,
was stolen.
Stacey Abrams, remember in 2005, the Democrats weren't going to certify the elections in Ohio. The only way the elections are foolproof, are solid, is if Democrats win.
And by the way, new news in the last 24 hours, the Justice Department of Joe Biden's administration is suing Arizona over a law requiring federal voters to show proof of citizenship. So, again, wrap your mind around that. That these are the people that are arguing against citizens being verifiable citizens before they vote.
Why would they do that? Why?
Yeah, I think we call it replacement theory. Whoops, you're not supposed to say that.
I don't know what it is. But
you know, it's funny you should say that, too. Remember, before 2020 and COVID, before the necessity to have people vote by mail, which Jimmy Carter in the 2005 Carter-Baker Commission said is the most fraudulent way to vote. Before that, in 2019, the first bill for the new Democrat-controlled House was what? Federalizing elections. They've had this in their eyesights for decades. They know what they want to do. They want to corrupt the ballot.
Are we as conservatives fighting hard enough on that?
No.
Why? What's how can you not fight tooth and nail for voter ID and for this Arizona law? What is so hard about that?
Have you looked at your Facebook messages lately? Have you looked at your Twitter feed? Truth Social is a little better, but I'm getting death threats still today. People, the hatred, the vitriol emanating from CNN, emanating from MSNBC, the Democrat media complex, is so profound that most Republicans, especially those in the establishment, don't have the stomach for it, Scott. So, they don't want to put up with that. They'd rather be darlings of the media.
They are being bullied and they are being intimidated
yes.
by social media? They ought not be in the game then.
Well, not social. I mean, social media, to be sure. Those are the enforcers of establishment media, which is part and parcel of what I write in the book. You know, the way the echo chambers work, hey, that's a good title for a chapter. The way the echo chambers work is that Vox or BuzzFeed, I mean, BuzzFeed is notorious for lying. They put out a false story, like BuzzFeed did on the dossier. Then CNN and the liars on that network, who are especially evident in their little K-File blogging unit.
Quote BuzzFeed.
Former BuzzFeed blogger. Then they run with the story and say, well, it's out there.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. More with Jason Lewis after a break. The book, by the way, Party Animal, The Truth About President Trump, Power Politics and the Partisan Press. I'm going to drill down a little bit on President Trump when we come back. You served with him? You were in the House. He was president. I want to talk a little bit about that when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Jason Lewis, our guest today. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome to.
It's Scott Hinton. You're so excited to tell you about in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe.
Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all of the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
This is the part of the show where I get to make you hungry. Home cooking and grab-and-go convenience awaits today at PetroServe USA, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Popcorn chicken, and it's good. Swedish meatballs. Swedish meatballs also in Valley City or lasagna today. Serving up Swedish meatballs at the 45th store in Fargo, NP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Salisbury Steak in Euland. Chicken fried steak in Glendon today. That's what I'm talking about. A little hometown cafe action there with a chicken fried steak. And all those locations. Harwood, 12th Avenue, and I-29 of home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. And every PetroServe USA, great chicken, the 4-for-4 inflation buster, hot stuff personal pan pizza, 2 fresh-baked cookies, 20-ounce drink, 4 items, $4. The inflation buster, prices stayed the same for as long as I can remember. Even through Bidenflation, or whatever we call it. And by the way, if you just want the cookies today, remember you buy 2 of them, fresh-baked, homemade cookies, you get 1 free. So buy 2, get 3. What a deal. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. More of our chat with Jason Lewis, the author of Party Animal. We're talking with the folks from Summit Carbon Solutions next hour for an update on that project. Also, Eugene Grainer from Heartland Investor Services on oil prices and whether the bottom is here on some of the commodities as well. So stay tuned for that coming up on the program. We call What's on Your Mind. Now Jason Lewis tells us about Party Animal, the truth about President Trump, power politics, and the partisan press. President Trump, should he be a candidate in 2024? Will he be a candidate in 2024? What you saw firsthand from Donald Trump while you were in the House as president?
Yeah, that's how the book starts. The book starts in the Rose Garden when we were signing the House passed health care bill, and how surprised I was that the president turned to me. I was right behind him, and said, "I know who you are." And I, just this lowly freshman member of Congress, but he knew who I was and invited us into the Oval Office, which is very rare for a president to do. An entire team that passed the bill, we were all there roaming around the Oval Office. And that experience, along with the flying on Air Force One with the president, where he put us in the cabinet room as opposed to back with the press, where I was told previous administrations had done that, including Republicans. The distinct impression I got working with the president and getting to know him on the campaign trail all throughout 2020, where he campaigned with us in Minnesota, was a guy, frankly, looking to get along with people. Trump, it is true, he likes to be liked. So he extends the olive branch to everyone, and he gets flustered because people bite the hand that feed them. I mean, he doesn't understand why people would do that. I wasn't mean to you. Why are you mean to me? I'm just trying to get along. And he was never this, as you know, Scott, he was never this dyed-in-the-wool conservative. He wasn't the choice of a number of conservatives in 2016. So it wasn't like we can't embrace him because he's too right-wing. He was reaching out to Democrats. He was reaching out to moderate Republicans. And you know what they did? They slapped his hand away. And so at that point he said, well, I'm from New York. I'm not going to take that. And he didn't. And I think he turned out to be about the only guy that had the stomach to fight the resistance, the stomach to fight the squad that we're fighting now. And he exposed them for what they were. Whether he should be a candidate or not, I would certainly support him, but I'll leave it to others. What I can tell you is what we got done in those first two momentous Trump years of the 115th Congress. And that was tax reform, VA reform, energy independence. You name it. We had the economy on a golden glide path, growing at 3% a year when the CBO said it'll never grow faster than 1.5% as it did in the Bush-Obama years. We turned everything around. We were building a wall. We were taking on China. And had it not been for, I'll be blunt here, Scott, had it not been for one senator from Arizona who wanted to be the darling of the media, we would have passed health care reform and repealed Obamacare. So all of those things left this country in a really good spot until the Democrats took over the House, until 2020. And we all know what's happened then. Everything we predicted that would happen, and then some.
It's an amazing description of Donald Trump that goes so at odds with the partisan press, as you call them in the book. Right. Because this is a guy who, even after he spars with somebody and has a knockdown, drag-out fight, still is trying to get along with them and do a reset. And you, by the way, Donald Trump in private in the Oval Office with you, on Air Force One with you, very different than the public persona, too, isn't it?
Well, I mean, different in the sense that he's a bit more relaxed. He's not girding for a fight with CNN, but he's still the kind of sort of guy. I remember once we were campaigning, I can't remember where it was, in Duluth or Bemidji someplace, right? And he just campaigned, says, the president would like you to ride on the plane with him. Great. Who's going to say no, right? It's fun. So we ride on the plane. He goes, oh, come on up here. He comes back, and this is all in the book, Party Animal. He comes back, and he takes us to the control center. And you've got a few of these generals looking around going, I'm not certain if these guys should be up here. But the president is like a kid in a candy store. And he's proud of it, and he's looking at this stuff. Then we all go back to our room, which, as I say, was the cabinet room in the Oval on Air Force One, around this big table. And he comes back, unlooses his tie, and sits with us. Now, I don't want to, start a internecine fight here amongst Republicans, but can you imagine Bush doing that?
No.
And he didn't.
Yeah.
And Trump did.
Because it wasn't protocol. It wasn't what you do. His dad didn't do it, so he didn't do it. Doesn't make him a bad guy. Just it's a very different. It's unbelievable. We have less than a minute left. I got to ask you. I have a theory that he will be the candidate in 2024, largely because of the January 6th, jihad from Liz Cheney. Now, they're forcing him into this race, forcing him to run again and clear his name. You think he's going to run in 2024?
Yeah, I think so. And I think probably for some of the reasons you say, which is why they're trying so hard to get anything to prevent that. Why are they so afraid of this guy if he's so tarnished?
Isn't it
right?
Something amazing? Get the book, folks. Fascinating. Read a lot of great information you've not heard anywhere else. A very different story than the mainstream fake news media. Party Animal, the truth about President Trump, power politics, and the partisan press. Thank you, Jason Lewis.
Always a pleasure, Scott. See you next time.
Stay tuned for that Medora book signing, too. We'll have details.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pugliese Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pugliese Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
VITE.com.